subscription. Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
It's always a happy time when I'm able to say Congresswoman Maxine Waters, our rockin' congresswoman from California. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always happy to talk to you.
I'm delighted to be with you this morning.
Now, we just had a caller from L.A. who was talking about that you've been a really long-time advocate for Haiti. And so he said, you know, this is you're not a Johnny-come-lately to this cause. So,
yes,
go ahead.
I've been working on behalf of Haiti for a number of years. It's, you know, I made it a part of my career work. It's such a poor nation, besieged with every kind of calamity you can mention. They've had to live under dictatorships. They've had to live under coup d'etats. They've had to live under terrible, you know, disasters of all kind. And I work on debt relief for Haiti. I just gotten $1.2 billion as of June 2009 in debt relief for Haiti. Thought this would help put them ahead a little bit with not having to pay that money out, and debt could put it in education and health, et cetera. And then along comes, you know, this terrible earthquake. It was just 2008. They had four hurricanes in a row within 3 weeks that destroyed all of their roads and bridges. 23,000 homes, 86,000 were damaged, and they hadn't gotten out from under that. And now this 7.0 earthquake, I just got back, and I tell you, I can't get the images out of my head. It's
Well, that's what, you know, that's what we're told by people that are there, that it really, it's hard to even envision it, even on television. What we see is not, it doesn't even sum it up, right?
That's right. It just doesn't. I mean, you know, when you get into Port-au-Prince and you go in downtown Port-au-Prince and you see buildings that are just pancaked, just came down and just pancaked, and others that just crumbled. You know, you hear a lot about the Montana Hotel that pancaked. There were Americans and foreigners in there. There are a lot of buildings that did that, and a lot of buildings that crumbled. They still have rubble in the streets that make them impossible to get through, and causing a logistical nightmare and trying to get food and supplies into places.
Well, what's your assessment so far of the relief efforts and what we need to do and what we can do better?
Well, there are definitely problems. Let me tell you, the complication is the UN lost 40 people themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, these people that's on the ground, some of them that are providing services are living on the ground in tents also. There's still some missing people from up at our USAID. I think there are 6 people that they have not been able to locate. So I recognize that this is very complicated. We have a lot of NGOs, non-government organizations, in addition to our government organizations are there, and they are attempting to coordinate better. Each day it gets a little better, but there is reported some 6,000 NGOs. The government doesn't really have a profile and a registration process, and, you know, people don't know what some of the NGOs are doing. They have now created cluster meetings, kind of overseen by the UN, where they're trying to get people who are working on health or food or communications in these cluster meetings every day to try and avoid duplication, figure out who's doing what in what areas, and they're attempting to assign some areas to various countries even. Like I think one area, Canada, seems to be more familiar with, and they have a lot of people from Canada who have migrated there over the years, and they're bringing in supplies. France, another area. Japan, another area. Some NGOs have small communities or, you know, children or schools that they've been working with.
Congresswoman, talk to us about what Americans can do, because, you know, it seems like once again we're up against these people on the right like Rush Limbaugh who, you know, actively encouraged not to give. Oh, we already give. We, you know, through our tax dollars. I think, you know, our economy being as bad as it is, it seems like they always play to that worst instinct in us, don't they? Like, what, you know, we got to take care of our own. Like, why do we care about this other country? I mean, it really is, I mean, literally, I've heard somebody on the street say that, oh, you know, wish we could do that for our own people. I mean, how do you, when you've got people actively playing to people's worst instincts, how do you counteract
that?
Well,
I think that, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Pat Robertson lost some credibility with their own people because what they said was outrageous in a time of crisis where, you know, people are dying and suffering, you know. Their words.
Maybe they forget, Congresswoman, how many countries rushed to our aid after 9/11.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, so they were absolutely revealing their meanness and their honoriness in making those kind of statements. And only a few people will, be led by them. Because I want to tell you, there are a lot of religious organizations on the ground. You have some of the long-standing ones, the Catholic Charities and the World Vision and Trinity Broadcasting. They're all over there, and they are doing a number of things. One of the problems is just coordination and the logistics nightmare. They need more food. There seems to be the first shipments were water, and they seem to be doing a pretty good job with water. The problem is getting them to some of the outlying areas. That, too, is improving each day. More food is coming in as we worked with the World Food Program. I went over and tested these MREs, these meals that are made ready to eat. They really are not bad, and I think millions, about 13 million of those, should be there by today to be dispersed out.
Good.
The tents are the problem right now. The rainy season, we're trying to get at least 250,000 tents before the rainy season comes. Because people are living, everybody's living outdoors. They're on parks, on blankets, and makeshift tents, and many of these people have injuries.
Thank you for going down there and direct, because I think what happens is, you know, this is in our media, right? It's like the 24-hour news cycle. People are like, oh, Haiti's, you know, that was last week. Now we're on to this. And it's, you know, people forget that there's still dire need there.
How can citizens keep the pressure on?
It's a dire need, and people need to call their representatives and tell them to make sure that they work hard to pressure USAID and UN to do everything possible to get those tents down there real fast.
All right. Congresswoman,
yes.
Want to get your take on the State of the Union. You know, I thought it was magnificent. You know, once again, the president reached his hand across the aisle, and, you know, we've got people like Senator Inhofe today saying the whole speech was lies. I mean, what do we do with these people?
I think that, first of all, we've got to ignore them. As a matter of fact, it's so funny in my travels, even in Santo Domingo, people are talking about, the president and what is going on in America. And basically, people are saying, stop begging the Republicans to cooperate. Just go and fight. And if they want to go up on the floor and hold up legislation, let the world see them doing that.
That's what I took from his speech, Congresswoman, to Democrats and Republicans, particularly on health care. Get it done.
Well,
I mean, am I wrong? Is that code for do what you have to do to get this done?
Well, he said that in so many words that it has to get done. We're going to get it done. He's not going to back away from it. He's still reaching out a hand for cooperation. And I suppose that he wants everybody to know that he would not, stop trying. But again, people on the street are saying, forget the Republicans. You've begged long enough. Keep going.
Yep.
If they want to filibuster, let them filibuster. But keep going until you beat them down and you get it done. That's what I'm hearing.
That's right. We mean more fighting Democrats like you. And the other thing I think he was saying in that really classy presidential way is what you and I both know is true, and that's the Senate's completely useless, don't you think?
Well, you know, I think each issue that they get involved in, they complicate it more, and they bring people to the conclusion that something's wrong with this body.
Yes.
Right. But, I mean, I do. I think that's part of why we're taking heat with the American people. I mean, the president made the point the House has passed so many good bills that are all just jammed up and can't get through the Senate.
Well, not only do they get over there and get jammed up, but they go through such difficult discussions and debates and deals. And I mean, what they did to health care, they turned people off. I mean, they just really just mess it up too much, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's, you know, it just has been a solid wall of lies for a year about health care and you know, mischaracterizing what the Democratic plan is. And it's how do we take the debate back now?
Well, I think the latest I heard, Nancy Pelosi just said that she said we're going to do it, and she gave three examples if we have to pole vault over the wall or whatever.
Yeah, I love that.
If
the gates close, we'll go over the fence. If the fence is locked, we'll pole vault. I'm like, all right, go, Nancy.
Well, no, that's some determination. That's just that. So that's exactly what we're going to have to do.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I just think that, that's what the president made a good point to Democrats, too. You still have the largest majority in whatever X number of years. You know, the American people expect you to get stuff done.
Well,
so
that's exactly what people are saying. They're saying, well, I mean, this can't be for naught. We have the majority. We have the president. We have the White House. Come on, guys. What's wrong? You know, let's move.
Yep. The only thing I wanted to hear and I didn't in the State of the Union is I am officially putting Congresswoman Maxine Waters in charge of the Senate. Like
the
hall
God.
Monitor.
I think he said that at least we'd get some of them to quit.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, our rockin' congresswoman from L.A., thanks so much for taking time for us.
Okay, love you. Goodbye.
I love you, too. She's one of the only congresspeople that tells me she loves me.
Yes. Yeah.